We have established in Australia in 2011 a roof body for the Israeli communities Australia-wide, and we called it the Association of Israelis in Australia, AIA, A-I-A, in order to give support to active groups, if it's children with their parents or with their mother sitting every week in Sydney and reading books in Hebrew. They call themselves Kishkashta, or if it's the group Tarbut in Adelaide that meets very frequently and discuss from politics, from Middle East to Hebrew to linguistic, very interesting. And that's the way they keep, you know, integration amongst Israelis who live in South Australia. Some of them are farmers who are driving to Adelaide to meet other Israelis. And we have other groups that are very active in different places, if it's a Modon in Sydney, and we are not trying to represent. What we are trying to do is to provide support. And I think that Israel identified principally that there are many roof bodies like ours in Canada, in Scandinavia, the UK. What we saw is that there is a need to develop, I would say, a channel to the State of Israel, to the leadership of the State of Israel, if it's the Knesset members, if it's government officers that are dealing with Israelis outside Israel, and try to build a bridge between the State of Israel. And we put together four major priorities. One is cultivating the relations with the State of Israel. The other one is trying to speak the same language. You know, the Israelis, they're always debating each other. They're always finding differences. And we are trying to create a one language towards the State of Israel. And then, of course, a one language towards the Jewish community's leadership worldwide, in order to build a bridge and help each other. On one end, the Reut Institute in Israel is saying very straightforward that Israelis in the diaspora should be a catalyst for Jewish peoplehood, to teach Hebrew, to create a discussion with Jewish communities in order to keep the Israelites who are Jewish within the Jewish faith and within Jewish culture. And then the other thing that is very much becoming a straightforward phenomena and reality is that because Israel is a startup nation, you could see more and more innovators and more professors in universities worldwide, not to mention so many doctors of medicine, that are developing amazing relations between Israel and the nation they are resided in. So in our case in Australia, I don't know if you or the listeners could imagine that hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars deals are signed between companies represented by Israelis who live in Australia and the Australian nations and the Australian army and the Australian intelligence in cyber security. Don't ask how many deals were sent to make a major income for the State of Israel. And if you remember Eti Levy, the recent trade commissioner in Sydney, who organized in the last 2 years the bridge that brought together Israelis and Australian investors together to share success stories and achievements, and then you cannot imagine how many deals came out of the bridge conference in the last 2 years.
And we are talking to Eitan Drori. Eitan Drori is familiar to all of us. He is our journalist at SBS as well. But Eitan Drori wears different hats, and one of them, he is the vice chairman of GIL, the Global Israeli Leadership. And this is amazing. It's a leadership that connects all Israelis in the diaspora around the world. You told me, Eitan, that there are about 1 million, over 1 million Israelis around the world.
Yes. We estimate over a million Israeli passport holders, or as we say, Hebrew-speaking Israelis who live overseas outside Israel. And the fact is that somewhere around 700,000 Israelis are living in the United States of America, and we just came back from Washington from the annual conference where you had Minister Naftali Bennett, you had the Ambassador of USA in the UN, Nikki Haley, Tzipi Chotobeli, the Deputy Minister for Foreign Affairs from Israel on stage. You had Dennis Ross and many, many other names came to share experience and hear the new voice of America today, the IAC, the Israeli-American Council that is sponsored by the Edelson family since 3 or 4 years now. So we established also the GIL, or the GIL, to cover the Israeli community. We are estimating around 500,000, 400 to 500,000 who live outside USA, in Canada, in Central and South America, in Australia. We have, I don't know if you realize that we have here around 18,000 Israelis. You're speaking about 15% of the Jewish community. So you think about Scandinavia, you think about, just imagine in Italy, in Bologna University, you have today 400 Israeli medical students. Just imagine. Why? Because they don't find a spot with their over a 9.5 average in their matriculation, they don't find a spot in Israeli universities. So we have to give them a feel of belonging, and we also have to give them a place to approach and someone to talk to if they need help returning back to Israel, if they need any advice on how to approach their return to Israel. So we are providing, as we say, the GIL is a roof body for the Israelis outside America. And now, just Nitza, to in fact finalize this sort of chapter, is telling you that on the 26th of December, between the 26th and the 28th of December, we have a major conference of Israelis from worldwide at the Knesset and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The Director General of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs insisted to have us coming to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and share how we could provide an extra dimension to embassies worldwide. So just imagine that Israel, in fact, would like to open a space for Israelis to function as representatives.
I think it's incredible, Eitan, because I think the local Jewish community see the Israeli community as an asset and part of it. And also the State of Israel sees the Israeli communities around the world as an asset and as part of the State of Israel. So this is a big change and a big shift from 20, 30 years ago.
I would like to really pay tribute to the present government of the State of Israel for opening the space for us to share and to tell how much we miss our home, how much we need our Hebrew, how much we need to keep the kids, the second and third generation, connected to motherland and to the place where their parents gave a major dedication in many years to protect the State of Israel. We are no different than many, many other Israelis, believe me.
Eitan Drori, thank you so much and good luck.